Cut to prisoners handcuffed, coming from back of van. Steve is carrying a notebook. He is dressed in the suit and tie we saw on the cot. He is seen only briefly as he is herded through the heavy doors of the courthouse. Fade out as last prisoner from the van enters rear of courthouse. Fade in, interior courthouse. We are in a small room used for prisoner lawyer interviews. A guard sits at a desk behind Steve. Kathy O'Brien, Steve's lawyer, is petite, red-haired, and freckled. She is all business as she talks to Steve. O'Brien, let me make sure you understand what's going on. Both you and this King character are on trial for felony murder. Felony murder is as serious as it gets. Sandra Petrocelli is the prosecutor, and she's good. They're pushing for the death penalty, which is really bad. The jury might think they're doing you a big favor by giving you life in prison. So you'd better take this trial very, very seriously. When you're in court, you sit there and you pay attention. You let the jury know that you think the case is as serious as they do. You don't turn and wave to any of your friends. It's all right to acknowledge your mother. I have to go and talk to the judge. The trial will begin in a few minutes. Is there anything you want to ask me before it starts? Steve, you think we're going to win? O'Brien, seriously. It probably depends on what you mean by win. Cut to interior, holding room. We see Steve sitting at one end of bench. Against the opposite wall, dressed in a sloppy-looking suit, is 23-year-old James King, the other man on trial. King looks older than 23. He looks over at Steve with a hard look, and we see Steve look away. Two guards sit at a table away from the prisoners, who are handcuffed. The camera